Welcome to the 100% LCFC podcast, brought to you by our sponsors at ADT Taxes and loserpool.com, where losing is winning. Welcome to today's episode of the 100% LCFC podcast. You're listening on iTunes or you're listening on SoundCloud. You can also watch us on Facebook as well at 100LCFC. Today's show, got the fixtures up. Premier League have just released the fixtures and I thought it'd be a good idea to get a podcast out about it. So I've got Phil Holloway, the gaffer, on the line. So let's get him in and we're going to discuss a few of the rumours and some links to clubs, including Harry Maguire, to Man City or Man United. Let's see what he thinks. Phil?
I don't know. Maybe he's worth 80 or 90 million.
Maybe, I mean, like I said, I'd definitely take him for 90 mil. I'll put him in the back of my MGZR, mate. If his head will fit.
You're such a boy racer, mate. I'm just saying, it's got a big spoiler as well.
Yeah, no, it's not. I have seen one glued on the back, though, before. Just yeah. Ridiculous, but yeah. Right, the opening fixture, mate, Wolves. They did so well last season. Unbelievable, in fact, that they got the Europa spot. Now, they've still got that to play. I think that's next month in July. And we'll find out if we're going to play them on the Saturday or the Sunday, depending on if they go through. Will it be televised, Phil, if it goes on the Sunday? Do you know?
I think they've already picked the TV games, Lee, already for the opening weekend. And I don't think it is going to be us. I guess it's quite a tempting one. It's being a Midlands derby. And Wolves did, like you said, ever so well. It was... This time last year, Lee, a lot of Leicester fans were annoyed that the bookies were putting Wolves to finish higher than Leicester. But to be fair, it's exactly what happened, isn't it?
I think this season, we've got to be one of the favourites to break the top six. If any team were to break it, it'd be us, surely.
I think you'll have teams like Leicester, Wolves,
Everton,
possibly some of the West Ham fans might think they're going to be sniffing around that. Yeah. We're in that little bunch. What I think, Lee, one of these teams, and I'm hoping it's Leicester, is going to break into the top six, because I think Man U and Chelsea and maybe Arsenal. What you only need one of those three teams to slip up, and I think one of them will this season.
Those teams that you mentioned, particularly Chelsea and Man United, I think are the teams to possibly lose their top six this season. With Arsenal also a bit wobbly. Chelsea losing Hazard, which, to be quite honest with you, he was wasn't a one-man team, but he really did add a lot of quality to that side. And with him gone, and they can't buy anyone in, Phil.
Yeah.
I think...
No, they can't, so...
I think that... It's, yeah.
And their manager, Lee, at Chelsea, he's come under a lot of pressure even last season, so not many fans would be that surprised if he lost his role either early in the season or in pre-season, you know. So a couple of dodgy results, and Chelsea could very much be the ones pulling out. Oh, Man United with Solskjaer.
Man United, I think they are in a transition period as a club. Not, you know, I think they're about 3 years behind Man City and Liverpool right now.
Oh, at least.
They've got
some quality players in there like Pogba, but he is clearly disruptive and clearly on his not performing week in, week out. And then they've got a lot of bang average players. Like,
yeah.
If you look through the Man United side, would you have Chris Smalling in the Leicester side above our players?
No.
No? Luke Shaw? Would you have Luke Shaw or Chilwell?
You know the answer to that.
You know, yeah. So they've got, and you could carry on like that. There's not many players in that Man United side where you go,
no.
Do you know what? I'd rather have them in the Leicester side. I'm being a bit, you know, tongue-in-cheek. But
No, I agree with you, mate. I am surprised they never did raid Jamie Vardy from Leicester, because I think he'd fit Man United so well.
I'm surprised nobody's coming after Jamie Vardy this summer, Lee. Again, he's got 20 goals, 18 goals last season. He's got goals. He's proven, and I'm surprised one of those teams like Man United, Chelsea obviously can't, Arsenal, somebody like that isn't saying, do you know what, for one season, we'll get a proven Premier League striker, and that'll be Jamie Vardy. I'm amazed they've not.
Right, now going back to the fixtures, Phil, there's some more interesting ones. September looks like it's going to be a bloody difficult run. We've got Manchester United away.
Then we've got Tottenham Hotspur and then Newcastle United. Three fixtures in September that I think are all quite difficult. Particularly Sunday, Saturday the 21st of September, it's my birthday, which is the Spurs game.
Remind me near the day, I'll buy you a pint before we go and watch it.
That's what I was after, Phil. So I've got this I've got this recorded now on video and also as a podcast.
I'll buy you that pint.
There you go, I've got a birthday drink from Phil. Look, the Christmas fixture we've already discussed, but it's mad. There's 6 games in December. And now some of those, by the way, are on Amazon Prime. Exclusive to Amazon Prime. I believe it's the first one on the Tuesday the 3rd, and I think it's the... Is it the Boxing Day? No, it's not. It's the Man City game on Saturday the 21st. Are both on Amazon Prime for us. It's an exclusive thing.
I think Amazon have basically got every Premier League game on at the same time, haven't they, Lee, on one of those days?
That's correct.
And they're all live. Yeah. You can watch whichever one you want. Which, I think, Lee, I think that model of football on TV is going to be the future, where they just, you can watch every game, home or away, on TV. You just got to pay for it. But most fans would do that. And to be fair, Lee, as you know and I know, not that you and me do it, of course, you can pretty much find the games online anyway, can't you, for free? So
I'm not recording a video and a podcast to admit that, but...
I've said that. You and me don't do it.
Yeah, but, you know, it's easily accessible, isn't it?
It is. Lee, can I just come back to that first 8 games? Because I think that first 8 games, I think that is... I don't think it's tricky. I think it's very hard. And I want to know what you think, because out of that first 8 games, we play 4 out of last year's top 6, plus Wolves. So that's 5 out of the top 7 from last year. 5 out of the first 8 games are against teams all better than Leicester.
That's
by a mark.
So out of those 8 games, what are you trying to get out of me here, Phil? Points?
Well, Lee, because the reality is last season, statistically, we wouldn't have got many points out of those games.
Mm.
And I am worried that you start the season off with a tough run like that, and it's hard to gain momentum.
20 points, Phil.
Well, you never know. No, seriously, Lee.
I'm serious. I think we'll beat Wolves. We beat Wolves at home last season. I know we lost them 4-3 on that mad, mad game. But I think we'll beat Wolves at home. I think we'll beat Chelsea, to be quite honest. I really do. Sheffield United will probably be a draw. Bournemouth, I think, is always a tricky one. Is it away? No, it's at home. So I think we'll beat them at home.
I agree.
It's the away fixture at Bournemouth. We don't tend to do very well there, do we?
No, we don't.
The Manchester United at Old Trafford, I think we were unlucky last season on the opening game, to be honest.
We rarely win there, though. Like.
I know that. I think it's only twice.
Not many.
And it's Paul Dickhoff, wasn't it?
And I always remember Tony Cotty's away.
Oh, no, it was Tony Cotty. It was Tony Cotty, not Paul Dickhoff. It was Tony Cotty.
I think Dickhoff has scored there. I think you might be onto something there.
Where?
Tottenham at home, Lee.
Tottenham at Hotspur, they decimated us last season down here without Kane up front as well.
They always beat us at home, or they have done recently.
Okay, that's the one I don't fancy anything out of, is the Tottenham Hotspur game. Shame, because it'll be my birthday. Not that I'm mentioning that again.
Birthday pint.
And Newcastle United at home, I think that's doable, to be quite honest.
Yeah, although, Lee, we all thought that this season, didn't we?
Yeah, I know, but that was a dreadful game. It was awful, wasn't it? It was one of the worst performances of the season, in fact.
Yeah, although, they came and parked the bus and worked us out.
Oh, it was terrible. But don't forget, that was under Claude Puel, Mr. Intensity, Mr. Quality.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? It was rubbish. But then you've got Liverpool away, chappers.
Yeah, we'll write that one out. That's just a day out.
I think the first 8 games will pretty much define our season, because if I know you're confident, which is great, and if we have got a nice little collection of points after that 8 games, I think we could all be starting to think maybe it's going to be a really good season for us.
I agree, mate. If we can go through to November with 20 points, would you be happy with that?
Well, yeah, because after the Liverpool one, we've got Burnley and Southampton and Palace. We've got a nice little run then of games where you know, points to be had.
Yeah, you're expecting to try and take something out of those games.
There's, Lee, there's a lot of if we really, really want to try and break into that top six next season, these are all the games we've got to get points out of.
Yeah, yeah. Any teams outside the top six, we have to beat. There's no excuses.
Yeah. So,
I fancy the Arsenal fixture as well. Home and away.
At home.
Home and away.
Well, what? Probably one of the best games this season, wasn't it, Lee? The Arsenal home game. It was the 3-0.
It was fantastic, mate. And if that's any sign of what we are going to do this season under Rodgers, then top six is on the cards, because we were to be fair, we were good, but they were rubbish as well.
I think we were really good that day, Lee. They were bang average.
They were poor that game. They really were.
Yeah.
Well, what about after the New Year's, though? You got Newcastle on New Year's Day, which is a great day out, by the way, for the Leicester fans that do travel like to, for the New Year's Eve party sort of thing before going out, because some people do.
Absolutely.
It's a great place to go, Newcastle, isn't it?
It's a long way to go if you're travelling up from Leicester with a hangover, though, Lee.
Yeah, that's true. But like I say, if they've already travelled on the day before...
Yeah, pretty good place to go for New Year's Eve, like you say. Yeah. So, yeah. Newcastle, that's going to be an interesting one. I think the running's, again, tricky, Lee. That last six games is tricky with Spurs and Man U right at the end again.
Yeah, that's the one I wanted to bring up near the very end. I think that's going to be... If the season's going how we both hope it's going, I think those last two games, the Man United-Spurs games... are the top six deciding factors. I think they're going to be the fixtures that decide top six.
Yeah, you could be right again, couldn't you? That could be the way.
Because Tottenham are going to push for Champions League football again after last season for getting into the final. They're going to do everything they can to get back, you know, to push for that top four. So Manchester United, I don't know where they sit right now. They're just lost, aren't they? They're not sure what's going to happen, who's coming in, who's going out. They're saying that they're going to take Ndidi from Leicester, Man United fans.
Are they? Well, I mean, most Man United fans that I speak to want to back Solskjaer, don't they? But what none of them will want is if they have a ropey first 10 games of the season. Because again, like we've seen with Chelsea, it's happened at Leicester.
Yeah,
you can't change many players. It's easier to change the manager. So if you've got too many players who don't want to play for the manager, then you're in an awful position. So Man United, I wouldn't like to predict where they're going to finish. They could go top two or three next season.
They need a manager that's got some balls that can just tell the deadwood, you're out, you're out, you're out. And not just yes, 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 because there's too many Pogbas in that squad. More bothered about Instagram.
Yes, I agree. But while you've got him in there, you can't almost not have him in the squad, can you? You can't have a player like that. They'd be better to sell him.
Yeah. Will he go though back to Juventus? But anyway, less about Man United.
Yeah.
So, what about your predictions though for the league? Finishing whereabouts in the league, Phil? Where are we going to finish?
I want us to be next season, Lee. I want us to be around that sixth. I'd take fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. That sort of area, I think, shows improvement with a cup final. I think that's the one for me. I've said it before. If we want to get back into Europe, the genuine one to get into is the Europa League. And for me, the easiest way to get into the Europa League for Leicester City, being one of the best teams in the land and in the Premier League, is to win the League Cup, because few teams take it seriously. We could get to the quarterfinals, semifinals, like we have done. We've got to the quarterfinals the last 2 years with putting out the younger lads and not necessarily a strong team. Take it seriously all the way through, get to the League Cup final, win it, have a decent go in the FA Cup, you know, and league. Again, I'd take Lee that seventh or eighth. I'd be happier with a sixth, be chuffed with that, and then, you know, maybe break into it. Who knows? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm going to match that. I want between top six and probably eighth, and not the League Cup, but the FA Cup.
Yeah, I think, yes. I mean, I'd prefer the FA Cup. I'm just saying, I think the League Cup is wide open, and it does get you a spot in Europe. So if we want to get to European football, which Lee, that could cost us people like Tielemans this summer, because he has said things like, I want to play in the, you know, European competition.
But, yeah.
I just think... I think the League Cup is the easiest one to do it in.
I think that the team that he would go to, other than Leicester, because I want us to sign him so bad, it's unbelievable. It's like it's the number one thing for me. I think most Leicester fans are the same. That's what we want done.
Yes.
I ain't interested in transfer news as long as we sign Tielemans, you know? We can keep the same squad as long as we sign Tielemans. But I think if he doesn't stay, I think if it's any team he'll go, it would be Man United.
Well, yes, it could be.
Linked with Lukaku, you know, look at him and Lukaku for Belgium. Lukaku needs a player like Tielemans around him, because at the minute, he's the one crossing the ball to Rashford. What's going on? You know, so right now for me, if it's not Tielemans, it's not at Leicester, he's going Man United. That's where I see him going.
I fear if we don't sign Tielemans, it sends a signal out to the rest of the squad and the team that we can't step onto that next level of really going
that
for
platform,
it.
That platform, yeah.
Yeah, it might just people like Maguire, or even, you know, Ricardo Pereira being linked with PSG, Madison and Chilwell being linked around. If they look and go, well, Tielemans, you know, and he came here for like 18 games and he's gone on to play with Man U, and Madison will probably be looking at Tielemans and Chilwell will and going, well, you know, I'm as good as him relatively in my position, and I'll go and play, you know, if he can get in at Man U or wherever. Maybe I'll take that move.
Do you think... Yeah. I'm worried in case we do get nitpicked here and there, you know, because it does happen, you know. It's Southampton. They're a team that got, you know, raided, so to speak, by Liverpool many, many seasons. I am a bit worried
about...
Well,
and Spurs, yeah.
Yeah. I am slightly worried about that. But also, do you think... This is a question I wanted to do something on 100%, was, do you think that the media sometimes make this stuff up about particularly Leicester players at the minute? Do you think it's a bit of a conspiracy to, because they don't want us to break top six? They don't want another team to break the fold? Because if you look at the top six, they are, apart from Liverpool, they are London sides and Manchester sides, where the media is. Manchester's the media king of the north, and London's the media king of the south, of the country. Leicester's some little, you know, city in the middle of nowhere. Do you think that might, you know, sort of affect why the media make us look like our players are linked everywhere? Do you think it's a conspiracy against us for not fitting in that category?
I think you're onto something, Lee. I think the fact that the big six, as they are probably the big six biggest clubs in the land, aren't they? And the Premier League's the biggest league in the world at the moment. So teams like Leicester and Southampton are going to be feeding clubs to a certain extent. And it's easy for the media to look at teams like Leicester and go, well, they've done well. Look at Madison, look at Pereira, look at these players, and the same at Southampton, and go, it's a step up. It's likely... I'm saying Leicester need to sign players in my book who have proven that they can play in the Premier League. So I'm looking down the ladder and thinking, right, let's sign players, you know, the Rondons and the Mitrovicis who've proven they've played in the Premier League. I think that is worth... A player who's proven he can play in our league is worth more money than a player coming in from Belgium or France or Portugal, like we've seen, because you just don't know if they can make the pace of the game.
Yeah.
So that's why players who've played for a season or two for Leicester and done well are naturally going to be like high up the pecking list to move on up to the top six clubs.
Headhunted.
Yeah, that's all it is. You know, if you do your job well and I do my job well, somebody's going to come along and say, great.
But all these links that are made by these media outlets and stuff, do you think sometimes when they make these things, they actually do grab the attention of the clubs, even though they're probably not even real? They're made up, and then the next thing you know, the club's actually going, actually, let's look at him. Do you think they sometimes these links that are created make real transfers turn into something?
I think they're already there. The clubs are watching all the players all year round. The statistics analysis now, before they play everybody, they know all the players inside out from every club as it is. The different clubs do, so they'll know who suits them. I don't think they really look at the media and say that's that. Although, you know, obviously, I dare say they do look at what agents are saying and what even goes on social media, Lee, and they might look and see, oh, you know, there's lots of people talking about this move now, and yeah. And it's bound to turn the players' heads, isn't it, at Tottenham?
That's what I was saying. That's what where I was going with this. I've lost you, Phil.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay, you're back. That's what I was suggesting was the social media aspect of it. Of if a player keeps seeing it, maybe, you know, it's no different to like when if I get trolled or something online, you know, you're supposed to just let it go. But if it's so much, it gets to your head a little bit. And that's what I'm trying to say is if Harry Maguire keeps seeing him being linked to Man United and Man City on a permanent, constant basis every day by different outlets of media, that might actually go, you know what, that tickles my fancy.
Of course, Lee. I would agree. Especially for those players who that sort of thing appeals to. I think there is a few in Leicester where it would appeal to them. The fact that if they do see all this social media stuff and people linking them around, and then you get the phone call, they're just perhaps they've already thought about it, haven't they?
Yeah, because
even players playing for England last week. The Harry Maguires and Ben Chilwells are there mixing it with the lads from Liverpool and Spurs and Man City, you know. And again, they're in a football team. There's going to be banter. There's going to be chat. I saw Danny Rose said he found it was a hard week playing for England last week because obviously he's a Spurs player and he said he was getting a lot of banter and a lot of grief from the Liverpool lads. He said it was unbearable at times. So you know that there is, you know what it's like in a changing room. There'll be banter, but there'll also be chat. And If Harry Maguire gets on well with some of the Man City lads just off the field and then he's linked with them, he's like, well, yeah, it's like I already know three or four of them. I fancy it.
It's a difficult one, isn't it? And I like I say, I do think sometimes the media do play their part in some of these transfers and just making Leicester and other teams like Southampton, like you just said, pecking orders, you know, down the pecking order of being raided. But yeah, thanks for the answer on that one. I'm glad it's not just me that sort of thinks that, because it's something I wanted to put out 100%. So maybe we could do a poll on it, or I don't know, something for the fans. That's really about wraps it up for the show today. Is there anything else you want to quickly discuss before we head out, Phil?
No, I think that's it, Lee. It's nice to actually get something proper to talk about. And I'm sure there'll be some transfers starting in the next few days for Leicester.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking forward to what happens. I just want Tielemans signed. That is it for me. Tielemans or bust.
We'll see, won't we? We'll see.
We will. Thanks for coming on today, Phil. Make sure you listen to us on SoundCloud and on iTunes. And if you're watching the video, we are on Facebook on 100% LCFC. That's at 100 LCFC. We're also on Twitter as well with the same @handles at 100 LCFC. I'm Lee Chapman. Give me a follow at Lee_Chappie. And Phil Holloway, we can follow you at...
at Phil Holloway 71.
There we go, at Phil Holloway 71. Thanks, Phil, for coming on. See you all guys later. We'll see you on the next episode. Cheers, guys.